How to find organisms. To take part in a BioBlitz, you need to know how to find living things and how to identify these things. A BioBlitz identifies a certain environment and what lives within that environment. People taking part in a BioBlitz need to be good observers. Animals, plants, and fungi can be hard to see. They may be tiny, blend into their environment, shy, or nocturnal. This is why scientists use special tools to find and name living things. Plants. To identify a plant, you need to look at how it grows and at the shape of leaves. You may also need to look at flowers, seeds, or the roots. To identify different types of ferns, you may need to collect spores and look at them under a microscope. Don't forget to look closely at the ground because some plants are tiny and can go unnoticed. Invertebrates. Animals like spiders, centipedes, mites, and snails live under rocks, in the soil, and under plants. You will need to look during the day and at night. You may need to use sweep nets, torches, pit traps, malaise traps, or balise funnels. Fungi. Mushrooms, brackets, and puffballs can be found on trees, logs, litter, and soil. Microfungi will not be visible, but plants may show signs of infection on leaves. Scientists can also study soil samples. Bacteria. Scientists can use agar to grow bacteria and then look at what has grown under a microscope. Bats. Bats are difficult to see and hear. Scientists use bat detectors to pick up the sounds that bats make. Birds. Often it is easiest to find birds during early morning or evening. You will need to stay still and quiet to see birds, and binoculars may be useful. Fish. Scientists use nets and traps for fish. Electric fishing may also be used by experts to stun fish so they can be identified. Skinks and geckos. Pit traps can be set with food to attract skinks and geckos and left overnight. Like all traps, it is important to make sure these are monitored. Animals must be released as soon as possible. Tracking tunnels. Tracking tunnels are baited with food such as peanut butter. They use ink so that any animal that walks through the tunnel leaves their footprints behind. Possums, hedgehogs, rats, stoats, and cats. To identify these animals, check for scat or poo, tracks, signs of feeding on plants. You can also use cage traps, motion cameras, and large tracking tunnels. You will need to look for these animals at night. You can take photos with iNaturalist to help record and identify species during your BioBlitz.